Good morning, Hopkins Junior High Concert Band and your director, Greg Conway, to the CMEA Bass Section Band and Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School on this Saturday morning, 4th of the 13th of April. My name is Dr. Catton. I'll be one of your judges today. I've heard, I think, three of your groups yesterday. I'm wonderfully impressed. This is an impressive group. I'll be speaking into this recording device and about your music as it unfolds as you perform, and writing some comments on. You'll get to hear it, and writing some comments on adjudication form. I'm really looking forward to hearing you play. I wish you well in your performance and in your sight reading. Okay, we're about ready to start. I mean, what you heard here was just your warm-up, so.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival hosted at Castro Valley High School. This is the Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band directed by Greg Conway. They will be playing Contempo by Michael Story, Who Can Sail Against the Wind by Anne McGinty, and Ritual Images by Roland Barthes. This is just a reminder, please turn up silence your cell phones right now.
Good idea. Say this, but if you you got that accent on the second beat, I'm wondering how to make that first crescendo a little bit more effective. But I don't really have a good suggestion for you. That's bar 7. Nice trumpet solo in here. I like the nice articulation. I wish you would have heard more woodwinds in 24. Okay, percussion. Those rhythms can be a little bit cleaner in there. Maybe more in the center of the drum. I'd like to have those rhythms articulated a little bit better. That's all the way through 20, 33. Well, it goes starts from 25. Nice clarinet work. Low brass, very nice in there. Like a little bit more accent in 61, 63 on the ands of two. Nice rhythmic work there. A rhythmic opportunity. Sorry. Same thing in 86, 87, 88. The accents on one and the and of two are nice a rhythmic effect in there. Keep that rhythm very tight, snare. I'd like to find a more effective way to get those accents, not the ones like in low brass in 121 and 22, but the ones on 2 and 1, the ones that are more rhythmic. But a very nice balance between staccato and legato sound. Good. More accent crescendo if you can at 149 and 150. And woodwinds, clarinets, and flutes. Bring that out a little bit. All right? Very nice. Overall, the balance was great. I like lots of wonderful things happening here. I appreciate the rhythmic work and the counting. The balance was really very nice. A little bit more woodwind, but it was very nice, and the musical effect was wonderful. I'd like more accents when they are repetitive, like 27, 28, when they're rhythmic, and they come on ands of beats and odd beats. Those are the ones that really stick out as being rhythmic and part of the musical texture, not just an accented note. And more dynamics. That's very nice, though. Okay, who can sail? Very nice in here. Trumpets, very nice melody. Be careful with the harmonic intonation here. Get some more air through your instrument flutes. I need more sound. I see a whole lot of you, but I want more sound. You can get sound through that and take a deep breath, blow down the diaphragm, get the air through that horn. And I'm a little concerned about intonation in here. Nice clarinet. When you come in trumpets in bar 24, make sure that note is that you hear it before you play it. I want more flute melody in there starting at 9. More presence of sound. The flute up, I mean the pitch up flutes. It's early. Don't rush flutes. Listen to it very carefully. The first chord in bar 50. Yeah, flutes. We need to listen to our melodic pitch, and in this piece, some of the harmonic. Things aren't lining up very well. So, I mean, it's fine. But you can listen better and put it better in tune. I'm haven't said much about Laura Brass, saxophones, but generally very nice, respectful of their part in the texture of the piece. So that's very nice. I'm not exactly sure who's playing all the parts. So I got flute and oboe together, clarinets together. I see no bassoon part. I have an alto sax, but I assume the Barry and are matching the baritone horns. So a tenor sax with the French horns. Okay, very nice. Okay, I like this. It's a really nice piece to work on legato lines and maintaining interest and flow. But that's the very difficulty of the piece, thinking about intonation and how your pitch matches both in intervallic relationships, so the melodic intonation, and how the chords line up. That's the axis with which we have to work. Okay, ritual images. Yes, very nice, especially so early in the morning. But you can have more presence of tone. It's a mezzo forte sound to get more air through the horn, flute. Brass, you could have started softer. It's a mezzo piano. Again, I think I said this before. Make sure you hear the pitch, low brass. Make sure you hear the pitch before you play it. Very nice in here. Nice effect, nice change of texture and rhythmic quality. Together. Watch your Mr. Conway. Keep it together. Now that was real muddy in there, low brass, baritones, horns, saxons. Keep that, I'm talking about bar 39 and 40. Piano, I think that's standing out a little bit from the texture. Of course, it's a new stage and a new place, so I'm not sure if you know exactly how loud that is, but it certainly was there. A nice steady beat. Keep it together. Have all those eighth notes line up, and I'm talking around starting in bar 67. Just keep it very even, and the texture between the eighth notes and the melody in the sax and trumpets. Make sure that you're all on one file there. I mean, you're one wavelength, so you're together. Keep the pitch up, flutes. You know, something about your ensemble that I like very much that maybe is goes unnoticed is your nice releases. You seem to be watching the director, following his sense of the musical line, and being able to adjust to his baton. So thank you. That should be softer, I think. And that way, if you did that softer at the lightning section in 96, that you could make much more of that crescendo in 98, 99. Overall, very, very nice. I noticed you have 94 performers as 7th grade beginning band. I'm impressed. You do a very, very nice job. My overall impressions or comments would be much more dynamics. Your intonation is not bad. I pointed out a couple places where we need to make sure that we support the tone a little bit better, and some places where there's some harmonic intonational problems. Not many, but something you need to work on. Some nice moments in balance, but other times it seemed a little a little bit more attention could be paid to balance. Flutes, there's got to be 12 of you in there. I don't exactly know how many flutes, but I'm not getting the sound that I would expect out of a the number of players, performers that are there. So more support of the tone, that'll help pitch also. But overall, a wonderful band, and you're right where you need to be. You're in the sweet spot of a 7th grade band. Thank you for sharing that music with me. I wish you well in your sight reading.